Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago.
If you love Chicago, this city, and if you're listening to the show, you love this city. I've got a book, and I haven't even spoken to the man who brought this book in, and I highly recommend this book. With some amazing photography, with statues and monuments, and things that you've spent your entire life in this city, and you still go, I've never noticed this, I've never noticed that. It is truly a pleasure to welcome to the studio Larry Broutman. Larry, Chicago Monumental. What a great, great, great book.
Thank you very much.
How's that for an intro?
That's great, Steve. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate being here. This location is unbelievable because we're right now looking at three or four of the monuments that I photographed.
Sure.
So you've got a wonderful location.
250 selected monuments in the city. How many are there?
What I did with the monuments is these are principally what I would call historic monuments, because...
But did you ballpark the total number?
Correct. And it was actually based on a lot of research, but that's, I think the number's pretty accurate.
Were the other monuments upset you didn't pick them? The ones that didn't make the book?
They haven't said anything to me.
It's been quiet so far?
Been pretty quiet, right.
Some are obvious, some not so much. How did you decide where you'd go first?
Well, I had done quite a bit of research before I really started the photography. And I had some experience with this because I had previously published a book called Chicago Unleashed, which was based on work I did for Lurie Children's Hospital. And it's a whimsical book, but I had to photograph, as a result, a lot of the iconic, what we would call iconic Chicago scenes. And as I was doing that, I began to notice myself, and I'm a lifetime Chicagoan, born in Chicago, quite some time ago, by the way. And I began to notice myself all of the monuments as I was photographing around the city.
Things you normally drive by.
Absolutely. Things you normally walk or drive by.
And, right.
And you don't stop to take a look at them. And I decided, this is going to be worthy of another book. And I wanted to make photography, since I have some photography background, not just the text, but a book of beautiful photographs.
If I wanted to take the book and walk around the city, or drive around the city, whatever the case may be, and experience each of these monuments, how much time am I going to need?
Well, it took me a few years, but I think, what you could do is anyone could go by neighborhood.
Did you do an audiobook of this yet?
No,
because it seems
yet.
To me this is the perfect audiobook accompaniment to this.
That's a great idea. A great idea.
It's free. It's free for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely free.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the book can serve as a guidebook, can serve as a great book to give as a gift. And I designed it, my designer, an award-winning book designer, we made it so that it would be a great quote-unquote coffee table book, which people can put in their homes.
Oh, it's exceptional. It really is. The Explorer starts it off. You go to the Civil War era and beyond. Andre, you're going to love this.
Oh, I absolutely will. I love the architecture. I love our fountains. There was always a fountain at Wacker and almost around State, and I love that fountain, and they ended up moving it. And I didn't realize that many times in our city there are certain pieces of art or certain architecture. Of course, not the Picasso or the Chagall, but there are pieces of that they move. And I don't know, how do they do that?
Absolutely. That's been done, with several of the monuments a number of different times. There's a monument in Lincoln Park called the Fountain Girl. Mm-hmm. It's a small fountain, and she has been moved probably two or three times. Fortunately, it's not a very large monument, but it takes quite an effort to make sure that it's moved correctly. So that's been true of a number of the monuments, either because the neighborhood has changed or there's buildings that, are going to be built. They're not necessarily in parks. They could be on street corners, and so they've had to move them.
There's three sculptures on Northerly Island. They're beautiful. They look like angels. And I realized, or I did some research and found out that they are kind of spread throughout the city, too. There's one over off of, I guess, Michigan and Balbo, it would be. But it's kind of cool once you start looking up the history, you learn that there are works by the same architect throughout the city.
Absolutely. And what I want to really point out to everyone listening is Chicago is really blessed with these incredible monuments, not just because of the beauty of the monuments, but we have world-class sculptors that have done these monuments since really the first ones going back to the 1860s before the Chicago Fire. So it's not just that there's beauty in the monuments and the fountains, but we've got historic and distinguished sculptors, Daniel Chester French being one. He did the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Speaking of Lincoln, how many Lincolns in the book?
There are seven Lincoln monuments. We added an eighth. I wouldn't really classify it as a monument, but it was brought to my attention by Tim Samuelson, the cultural historian of Chicago.
Is that the Forgotten Lincoln?
That's what we call the Forgotten Lincoln.
Do you know about the Forgotten Lincoln?
No, but I do not, and I want to know about that. I didn't also realize that there's no statue of Lincoln in Lincoln Park, and there's no statue of Grant in Grant Park.
Interesting.
Well, there is a statue. It's right behind the Chicago History Museum. It's right at the edge of what you would call Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Standing Lincoln. And I guess you'd still consider that probably Lincoln Park, but mm-hmm. it's a fabulous statue, considered the best likeness of Lincoln anywhere in form of a commemorative statue.
The Forgotten Lincoln looks like the sculptor went, maybe not this one.
I think people that have the book or people that want to get the book, let's let it, you know, kind of speak for itself. It's was used as an advertisement for a gas station, service station, in 1926. And it's simply a concrete bust of Lincoln. And
a pretty good one.
Pretty good, and the photograph, there's an interesting background, but I think, again, if people have the book, listeners have the book, it's a lot of fun.
If you love Hamilton the play, have you seen Hamilton the Monument? We'll get to that and some of the other things in the book, including a 3D section, and yes, I'll put the glasses on. It's 9:20, more coming up. The book's called Chicago Monumental. Where do we get it?
The book is available at any bookstore and at Amazon.com. The Architecture Foundation carries the book. So it's available in a lot of locations.
And again, you're careless. Get two. You might lose one. It's 9:21. More in a moment on 720 WGN. All right, be honest. Is it a good look?
Yeah, it's a good look.
Again, the book is called Chicago Monumental. And in Chicago Monumental, there is a 3D section. The guest is Larry Broadman. Larry, explain the 3D piece of this.
Yes, actually...
And by the way, what do you think?
I'm sorry?
What do you think? Do I look sharp?
Oh, I love the glasses.
You may remember me from Devo.
Well, don't use them as sunglasses, that's all.
Whip it real good.
I decided somewhere in the process of making the book, I'd experiment with 3D pictures because some of the monuments are so interesting that they best would show up, I think, three-dimensionally.
Sure.
And so I learned a bit about 3D photography, and I'm so happy I did it.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the monuments really do come to life. They jump out at you, and that's what it's all about. Book, again, is called Chicago Monumental. What is the oldest and the newest monument you feature in the book? Do you know?
Yes, I do. The oldest monument is actually at Rose Hill Cemetery, 1864, constructed in 1860, which is kind of amazing, before the Chicago Fire. The newest monument in the book is it's probably the behind the Police Gold Star Memorial.
Oh, I love
There is a wonderful statue of a police officer in a wheelchair. I decided I would kind of, well, I wanted to do all historic by age monuments. There are monuments that have historic significance. That would be one of them. And then there's the Michael Jordan statue in the Bobby Hall, and I just felt I really needed to include those.
I think a really cool section, too. That Gold Star Memorial, by the way, is just spectacular with the fountain and whatnot. But I love the fact that you went to the cemeteries. I took a cemetery tour at Graceland, and the Laredo Taft Monument, the Potter Palmer, these are, I guess, relics that you would never, or treasures you'd never see. Unless
absolutely.
You knew where to go.
There are so many people, I mean, that I would see. My next book is on cemetery monuments, by the way, exclusively. So I've spent a lot of time in at least 25 Chicago cemeteries. So there's absolutely wonderful monuments. Again, Daniel Chester French did the Marshall Field monument. Looks pretty much like that Lincoln Memorial monument.
The Gold Star Family's Memorial. There's some very touching stuff in here. Here's one I got to ask you about before we run out of time. Oz Park.
Yeah. Right. So three wonderful statues of the characters in The Wizard of Oz. And they're there because really the writer, Frank Baum, lived in Chicago when he wrote The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Because I never knew why.
Yep. He lived in that neighborhood for a few years. And
I thought maybe the wizard was at DePaul briefly and never graduated.
Right.
Well, that's another story.
Right. You've done great work here, man. It's really something else. Last question, Andre.
I have to go back to the Tribune Tower. We have such a beautiful building, but I the statues around it too. Nathan Hale right in front of the building. Things that you walk past every day that you might not be aware of.
Yeah, the Nathan Hale statue right out your door, basically, 1940. You know, it was put in 1940 by the Tribune. Wonderful statue based on it's a replica of a statue that was done in 1899. So it's a wonderful monument.
Everybody in Chicago should have this book. I'm going to buy a couple of copies, too. And proceeds go where?
The proceeds, all the author proceeds go to the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind and Access Living. It's an advocacy group for people with disabilities.
Nice work, really.
Thank you so much.
You should be very proud
of
it.
Yeah, I am, and I really appreciate you allowing me to be here.
Yeah, we look forward to the next one, of course. I'd like you to enjoy your retirement, but no, get out there and do some more.
Will do.
Back with more in a moment on 720 WGN. Chicago Monumental. Get it. Back after this.